This is According to Jim with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell, McPherson's sports talk show.
But I think at the fair I'd blend in because I spend my summers at my grandparents' farm.
Listen Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Sister Jean, well, she actually had him going out in the second round. You know, her name's Mud there.
According to Jim, is your home for the McPherson Bullpups.
There's a 30, Chase Cannon turning on the Jetson inside the 10. Touchdown, Bullpups.
Everything happening in the sports world.
Pass is caught. Diggs, sideline, touchdown. Unbelievable.
And even some things not happening in the sports world.
We're really funny.
Well, I'm really not.
I think you're pretty funny.
Well, that's just because I'm so confused.
Now it's time for According to Jim. Here's Jim Joyner and Steve Sell.
Let's do this thing. Another edition of According to Jim right here on 96.7 FM KBBE. Or for those of you listening online, worldwide, at midkansasonline.com. I'm Jim Joyner. Joining me as always, the man who is ready to finally finish putting those final touches on his Mid-Kansas Sports Magazine. That's Mr. Steve Sell.
The touches are final.
Ooh.
Yeah, they're going to start printing that.
Feeling good.
Feeling good. Hope to have it for the first game next Friday night.
Then Steve gets to be the candy man and walk throughout the bleachers and say, magazine, who wants a magazine here? Hot dog, magazine, snow cone.
Yeah, we'll have the magazines. We'll have them
cold
here.
Beer.
Yeah, we'll have them at the we will have them at the McPherson High Salina South football game. We'll have them here at the station. I'll have them at the various area schools so they can have some to hand out. But I thought it looked pretty good. You're in there. You contributed a column.
My mugshot is looking good.
Yeah.
Man, I'm looking good. Professionally done.
Yeah.
Cleaned up all that acne and all that other gross stuff. Man, I'm looking good.
Well,
I'm ready.
Anyway, but you know it's the start of the fall season when the Mid-Kansas Sports Magazine comes out.
That's right. Steve, normally we like to have some fun on this show and have some laughs, but today I wanted to do something a little more serious.
Okay.
And that is in regards to the Ohio State University and their handlings of everything that has happened throughout the past month with head coach Urban Meyer and now former assistant coach Zach Smith. And I came in and asked you this morning, well, did you read up on all the Ohio State stuff? And you said, well, I know what's going on, but I don't think I really know all the details.
Mm-hmm.
So for those of you that have completely missed this story over the last month, it's been very strange because at Media Day for the Big Ten, Urban Meyer was asked about an assistant of his, Zach Smith, who had been accused of some domestic violence issues in his past with his wife, who had exchanged these text messages with Urban Meyer's wife, which eventually led to him being fired. But Urban Meyer at Media Day said, I don't know anything about this situation. Then about 2 days later, he said, oh yeah, I know about it, and lied about it. So for the past month, Ohio State has been doing an investigation into the entire case. On Urban Meyer's side, on the school side, on Zach Smith's side. And they wrapped up this investigation. And last night, it was announced that Urban Meyer is going to be suspended for 3 games without pay to begin the season as Ohio State will take on Oregon State, Rutgers, and TCU. And so Urban Meyer had a press conference decently late last night. And he spoke for a few minutes, but I pulled off about a minute here. And I want you to listen to this, and I want you to tell me the first thing that you think he maybe didn't mention. We'll listen to it here real quick.
I know that the impact that the events of the last 3 weeks have had on this institution, an institution that I love, and how challenging this has been for our community, our president, a man who I have great respect for, and for that I am deeply sorry. I'm fully aware that I'm ultimately responsible for the situation that has harmed the university as a whole and our department of athletics and our football program. I want to apologize to Buckeye Nation. I followed my heart, not my head. I fell short in pursuing full information because at each juncture, I gave Zach Smith the benefit of the doubt. The suspensions are tough, but I fully accept them. I wish I could go back and make the different decisions, but I can't. These difficult lessons are a constant reminder of the duties and obligations that I have as a member of this university and this community. I take this responsibility very seriously, and I will do better. I've been a Buckeye my entire life. For the past 6 years, I've worked diligently to build a program that the great state of Ohio and Ohio State can be very proud of. And I appreciate the opportunity to learn from a mistake, and I will work as hard as I ever have to make our strong program even stronger. Thank you very much.
So besides Urban Meyer not sounding too sincere to me, Steve, there were a couple of things I picked up on.
Where's the apology to Courtney Smith?
There you go. He apologized to the Ohio State president, to the school.
But not the victim.
To the football program, to Buckeye Nation. But there was no apology to Courtney Smith.
No.
Not even close.
No, didn't mean mention her.
Didn't really even mention Zach Smith and why he's in this big trouble.
Right.
So, throughout this report, I don't know if you've had a chance to read through it much. It's very long, very detailed, but there were some very interesting things that popped up in this report. And I'll summarize it here. There was one thing that was listed near the end in terms of conclusions, and they said they were going to give Urban Meyer the benefit of the doubt when it came to him not remembering about this Zach Smith incident because, quote, sometimes he had significant memory issues in other situations where he had prior extensive knowledge of events. So they're saying that Urban Meyer sometimes just forgets things that he normally knows. Is that somebody that you want to lead a top five college football program?
I saw that, and
just sometimes forgets.
He missed some games at some point in his coaching career. From exhaustion, but memory loss, I mean, that is really...
You want your head football coach to suffer from memory loss?
Yeah, what happens if they need a play on 4th-and-1 to win the national championship and all of a sudden...
Punt team.
Yeah, he forgets. Send him in. This is a little too convenient of an excuse. I'm not buying what Urban Meyer's selling.
Here's another thing that was found in Ohio State's report. Consistent, promiscuous, and embarrassing sexual behavior... drug abuse, truancy, dishonesty, financial irresponsibility, possible NCAA violations, and lengthy police investigation into domestic violence allegations against Zach Smith. That's all against him.
Right.
And this is not something that all those things did not happen this past month.
This goes
all
back.
Of those things have been happening since he was an assistant for Urban Meyer at Florida. Urban Meyer never disciplined him once.
Why didn't Urban Meyer just cut the guy loose?
In 2016, the athletic director at Ohio State, Gene Smith, suggested to Urban Meyer, you might need to let this guy go. There are a lot of reports. It's not looking all that good. Urban Meyer decided not to fire him, not let him go. In 2014, Zach Smith ran up a $600 charge at a strip club in Florida on a recruiting trip with another member of the Ohio State coaching staff.
Wow.
What do you think would happen, Steve, if you and I went on an out-of-town game and came back with Davies Communications credit card and a $600 bill at a strip club? What do you think would happen to us?
We would be updating our resume.
It would be bad. And I would think that would be true for about 95% of jobs. There are a few jobs where if you're really important, maybe it could slide. Maybe 99% of jobs. But to have this happen and them just say, you hear that sound? That's a slap on the wrist.
Yeah.
Don't do that again.
Yeah.
After another incident, 2009, while at Florida, Zach Smith was arrested for a domestic violence issue. And that was never mentioned to anybody at Ohio State Urban Meyer.
Wow.
Never mentioned. Here's another thing that's interesting. Urban Meyer was suspended with pay for 3 games. Do you remember Terrell Pryor?
Right.
Quarterback at Ohio State.
Played at Oakland.
2010 Cleveland. Sugar Bowl champion that beat Arkansas.
Yeah, I think he was at Washington. He played for Washington and Cleveland.
So you remember him.
Yeah, quarterback.
So several players on that Ohio State team, including him, got in some trouble his junior or senior year.
Yeah, there were four of them that were big time players, and they
that
had to...
sold some memorabilia to get free tattoos.
Right.
You remember how many games he was suspended?
I don't remember him being like five.
Five
four.
Games.
I was thinking it was four. Yeah,
he was suspended 5 games for that. Todd Gurley, running back for the Rams, while he was at Georgia, he was suspended 4 games for accepting more than $3,000 in cash for signing autographs. So he was suspended 4 games.
Mm-hmm.
But Urban Meyer, who has pretty much been covering up this scummy guy for 10, 12, 15 years, and then getting caught as the man in charge of this school, gets suspended 3 games? The math doesn't add up.
Seems awful light.
Now, I'm not saying that I disagree with what the other suspensions were for those two guys. But what I'm saying is, the punishment should have been worse.
Oh, yeah.
For Urban Meyer.
Definitely.
So, here's where we can try to figure out what's happening. I do understand from a legal standpoint that Ohio State might not, and a court of justice might not be able to say 100% that Urban Meyer didn't do everything correctly. Because it sounds like he knew about this, and especially with this one domestic violence issue with Zach Smith and his former wife. I don't know if they're still together. I don't think they are. If he reported that, and then they asked Zach Smith and said, hey, did you do this? And they believed him when he said no, I don't know if they can 100% get him in trouble. But here are the things that are still the problem. Ohio State kept, and mainly Urban Meyer, kept Zach Smith on staff for way too long. And they were way too forgiving of him. This was not just a thing at Ohio State. This was happening at Florida. And to take this 10-year track record from all these terrible things that are happening, and Zach Smith still be employed for the same person, same staff, in 2018, that's a problem. Number two, Urban Meyer lied about a lot of what's happening. Whether they can 100% prove it or not, I don't know. But he lied to cover up for Zach Smith, who Urban Meyer really loved his grandfather. And that's a big part of this, that he continued to give him the benefit of the doubt over and over and over again. And finally, Urban Meyer was not held to a high enough standard with this in their rulings yesterday.
No.
3 games without pay, 2 non-conference games, 1 conference game against Rutgers. It was not held to a high enough standard. He's the one in charge of a top 5, debatably top 3 football program in the country.
A year. Should have got a year.
Honestly, I think he should have been fired. And that's the way I thought this whole thing was going to work.
Yeah.
But it's a scary time for college football right now.
Yeah.
There are a lot of weird things happening.
It just reemphasizes about what they always say, winning at all costs. And no question, Urban Meyer is a great college football coach. But, the subject of domestic violence has become more and more prevalent. And it's become more and more important. Not that it wasn't before, but it's really become more important. And Ohio State absolutely fumbled the ball on this one.
It has been a really bad look for them for the last 12 hours since this has happened. And they have not been looked at very highly from media, from fans.
Nobody is going to look at Ohio State, the Ohio State University, the same again. I mean, they have, like you say, maybe he probably should have been fired. I said 1 year. When I look at it, read the facts a little closer, I might say he should have been fired.
There's a lot of bad stuff in this report.
But 3 games, I mean, come on. 3 games that's nothing. I mean, his staff.
And he could be a part of practice
for
the last two.
Oh,
he just can't coach on the sideline at the games. The first game, I don't think he can be involved with anything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what does that even mean? What's the point of that? I don't understand that particular ruling. If you're going to suspend him, 3 games gone.
And he'll have his coaches all squared away, and he can go off and go do whatever he wants to do for a week. And it's a bad look. It's a bad look. It puts a stain on college football and a big stain on Ohio State University.
Urban Meyer has a really strange past. when you look back to his time at Florida and some of the guys that were a part of those teams, Aaron Hernandez, where a lot of bad things were happening with Aaron Hernandez under his watch.
Yeah.
Then it gets to Ohio State, and some bad things continue to happen. I don't know if the legacy of Urban Meyer will be the same after this year.
Urban Meyer of Utah that coached Alex Smith?
Yeah.
Remember how fun his Utah teams were? He was the young and up-and-coming coach when he was at Utah, and boy, all of a sudden, you just look at him in a totally different light now.
So, a really weird day yesterday with all of that, and just trying to digest and read as much as we can. It was not a good look for Ohio State, and definitely not a good look for Urban Meyer. All right, Steve, let's break away from all the super serious stuff. We need to laugh at some point. Let's take our first break. When we come back, Chiefs.
Chiefs.
A program that is just fully entrenched in nothing bad ever happening. And breaking away from the bad culture.
That's because
Andy
Reid. Big Red.
Andy Reid doesn't let anything bad happen
on
his watch.
Big Red's my guy.
Let's take our first break. We're back after this. You're listening to According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE.
You're listening to the According to Jim podcast with Jim Joyner and Steve Self. According to Jim is brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Farmers State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva, Next Tech Wireless, and Brown Shoe Fit in downtown McPherson. You can also listen live Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Back on this afternoon's According to Jim, 96.7 FM KBBE. Jim Joyner, Steve Sell. Steve, in the middle of my Urban Meyer rant. Thought the building was going to collapse.
We had a helicopter flying over.
I thought it was an earthquake. I thought it felt like
the helicopter was like right on top of our building.
I thought it was an air conditioner that was up on the roof that was about to fall through and land on us.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that have been great?
Oh, that'd have been lovely. But it was a helicopter.
Did you see it?
No, but I could tell just by I could hear the noise of the blades.
I thought we were going down.
Yeah.
I was nervous. Well, Steve, we're getting ready for preseason game number 3 for the Kansas City Chiefs. And the big news yesterday, Sharkhandrick West was released by the Kansas City Chiefs. And part of the reason that I think that happened at this point is that they want to give him a chance to find another place to be. And I think that's a staple with Andy Reid.
Yeah, he wants the best for his guys, even though, you know, Sharkhandrick not with the team anymore. And this had nothing to do with production. Of course, he hasn't played in the preseason. He's had like a concussion, I want to say, or some type of injury. But Sharkhandrick West costs a lot of money for a backup running back.
When it's an age thing, too.
Yeah.
Is that the older you get, the more expensive the contracts
are.
Yeah,
and running backs have a shelf life of about 5 years. I don't know how old Sharkhandrick West is. I'd say about 27 probably. But Darrell Williams, the kid out of LSU, has looked really good in the preseason. You know, he doesn't cost hardly anything. And the Chiefs, I think I read somewhere they're going to save like $1.2 million in the salary cap. So you got to, you know, those things you got to take into consideration. Sharkhandrick West, as we are speaking, probably has already signed with somebody. It would not surprise me. Either that or he's got almost a deal in place right away. Sharkhandrick West is a very good back. He's not an every down back, but he's a really good third down back. He catches the ball well out of the backfield. I don't know how Darrell Williams catches the ball out of the backfield. Hopefully he does okay, but I've been impressed with him. You got to remember, Spencer Ware has yet to play a down. And, you know, I think he's still coming back from his knee injury, but Spencer Ware, a very good back. I think the Chiefs are just loaded at running back. In fact, I read a story the other day that they kind of did position by position, you know, who's the best team in the NFL. And in combining running backs and quarterbacks, the Chiefs were picked number one as far as the weapons. They have the most weapons by this report in the NFL.
Isn't it funny the way that the running back position has changed
in the NFL?
Where I bet if you go back 20 years ago, the first few picks of the draft, you wanted to get a running back.
Right.
You needed the best guy. You needed the Priest Holmes and the Larry Johnsons and Sean Alexander and LaDainian Tomlinson. And now that position has changed to essentially this, Steve. Draft a guy that's really good out of college, run him into the ground for 4 years, and right before that contract runs up from his rookie contract, and then get rid of him.
That's right.
And then go find another one.
Yep.
And that's why Jamaal Charles was kind of an anomaly, because he was almost in between these two generations and with the running back position changing, and he lasted much longer than the average NFL running back lasts now. And people were upset whenever the Chiefs released Jamaal Charles, and they were going, why would you let him go? He was a little washed up, but it was the money, because he had been in the league for so long that he demanded such a high salary. The running back position, and the Chiefs have shown how well it can work, take guys that are rookies, second-year guys, plug them in there, run them into the ground, get rid of them.
Exactly. And you look at the Chiefs now, Spencer Ware, you know, you just wonder how long they'll keep him. And, you know, he's been there. He's been in the league, what, 5-6 years? He's probably with the Chiefs maybe one more year. Kareem Hunt, only a second-year guy, should be around at least another 3 or 4 years. And, you know, Darrell Williams will probably be the other running back now. So running backs just don't last very long. Again, you get to 30 years old, and you're an old-timer as a running back.
Steve, for game number 3 of the preseason, we mention it all the time that this is typically the game that the starters are going to play more. You'll see them into the third quarter for the most part. What do you want to see from the Chiefs' offense, the Chiefs' defense? What do you want to see from them this weekend?
Number one, I want to see the running game. They have not run the ball at all for 2 games. Number two, obviously, Patrick Mahomes not have to run for his life. You know, he's been basically hasn't been able to set his feet. But I want to see the offensive line really come on. So that's the number one thing that has to happen. We got to have that offensive line gel. We know what Tyreek Hill can do, and we know what the other receiver Travis Kelce can do. So it's just got to see that offense be more consistent.
Steve, let's take our final break. When we come back, I'm going to ask you a question. This is the trend that we've had this week. Big-time question coming up for Steve. We're back after this. You're listening to According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE.
You're listening to the According to Jim podcast with Jim Joyner and Steve Self. According to Jim is brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Farmers State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva, Next Tech Wireless, and Brown Shoe Fit in downtown McPherson. You can also listen live Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Wrapping up today's According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE. Steve, you a fan of Casey and the Sunshine Band?
No.
You want to see him at the State Fair?
No.
Here pretty soon?
You know,
you're not a disco man?
You have to remember, disco was popular about the time I was a freshman in college.
Ooh.
Because we'd go over to the Ice House in Columbus.
Oh, yeah.
And they had the big disco ball, and, you know, everybody had the...
What about in Lawrence? Where would you go when you moved up to Lawrence for some disco?
I didn't go out for disco.
Oh.
I lived right near...
But that's perfect for you, Steve. You get platform shoes. You needed that.
I could actually walk to the Hawk and the Wheel. Where I lived, I was like about 300 yards from the Hawk and the Wheel.
Yeah.
So, you know, never had to drive anywhere.
Jayhawk Cafe.
In fact, I don't think the Hawk is something else. The wagon wheel is still there.
No, the Hawk is the same.
Is it the Hawk still the same?
The Jayhawk Cafe.
Okay, well... But the wagon...
The martini room.
The Wheel was, you know, it's a staple. And they had a pizza place underneath the Wheel. I don't know if they still do.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Yeah.
That's good pizza,
but
Steve.
But the pizza just... They had just put the pizza place in when I was a senior in college at KU. So that'll tell you how long that pizza place has been there.
It's still good.
Yeah.
All right, Steve, the question I have to ask for you. Our football season kind of gets going next Friday night. Then we'll have the Saturday of McPherson College against Bethany. But there's some football that gets going tonight. You've got a little junior college football.
Yeah, I think
Iowa Western taking on Coffeyville.
Ooh, bad news.
Ellsworth against Hutch. Independence against Dodge City. Last Chance U, Season 4, begins filming tonight. And Steve, you're Indy Pirates.
My alma mater.
You are convinced that they're going to have a horrible year.
They are going to crash and burn.
You're convinced.
I am convinced. I think this, you know, if you've watched Last Chance U, you know what a crazy operation they run down there. I mean, the head coach is nuts. You know, he's crazy, Jason Brown. I just have a feel, you know, they won all those close games last year. I think if you look at their games, I don't think they beat anybody by more than about 7 or 8 points. And I just got a feeling he's one of those guys that's going to self-destruct. He's going to just lose his mind. And I just think it's like a house of cards. And I just got a feeling it's just all going to come crashing down on him. Because look how crazy it was when they went 9-2. Just think if they were losing some of those games last year. Can you imagine how crazy he would have gone? So, you know, Dodge City, one of the episodes last year on Last Chance U dealt with Dodge City. And they had a lot of trouble at Dodge City last year after the game. And now you've heard some things.
Yeah, I've got some inside sources.
You got some inside sources that it's going to be an absolute clown show out there tonight. Because we don't even know if they're going to get the game played because there's some problems with the Last Chance U people and their filming. You know more about it than I do, but
yeah, I think that there will be some drama tonight for sure.
Yeah, plenty to film about, that's for sure.
And I'm sure it'll be played up for the camera, and just whenever you watch Season 4, they're going to start off and say, oh, we're going out to Dodge City, and oh, they're just so bad to us. They're bad people. Oh, we're just trying to mind our own business. And I can almost guarantee you it's not quite that simple.
Well, and Jason Brown's a cartoon character. Let's face it. He does. I think a lot of what he does, he's playing up to the camera.
Oh, yeah.
There's no doubt. But it'll be interesting to see. I looked at their roster today.
Was hard to find.
Which was very independent.
They don't have one on their website.
Independence is very hush-hush about their roster. I don't know where you end up finding it. They have two kids from Kansas on their entire roster. And it used to be, you had 10 out-of-staters, well, at least for a game, you could have 55 players, 45 in-staters, 10 out-of-staters. Now it's unlimited out-of-staters, and it's like, I don't think Independence even recruits the state anymore.
A lot of Florida, a lot of Georgia, a lot of California.
Yeah.
They're going to be a pretty good team again. They're number 5 in the country. Steve is convinced they're not.
I just,
and I'm convinced they are.
I just think it is all going to, they're going to self-destruct. And it's all going to come down. Maybe that's the pessimist in me.
No, not you.
Yeah, Mr. Half Empty.
No, you know me. You would never think anything negative.
I always look for, I guess I'm one of those guys that always expects the worst and then I'm surprised by the best. So, you know, I just don't have a very positive attitude. But after watching Last Chance U, I just think this whole thing, they're going to be a fiasco this year. I mean, some of those guys, you know, Bobby Bruce is back though.
Double B.
Even though he got arrested during the offseason.
Dwight Bobby Bruce. Yeah. I never heard anybody call him Dwight.
No, he's always been Bobby Bruce.
Their roster was uploaded to the Jayhawk Conference's website at 7:37 a.m. this morning.
Wow.
So they've had an official roster for 5 hours.
Yeah.
And they're about to play a game.
Well,
oh, what a fun time to be the sports information director at Dodge City to prepare programs.
Yeah, and I'm not sure Indy even has a sports information director because they do very little on their website. I was actually, in 1975, I was the assistant sports information director at Independence. And in fact, I had to put a media guide together when they went to the national tournament.
Aren't you glad that you're not the public relations director at Independence
right
now?
Oh, my gosh. You couldn't pay me enough to do that job, right? And deal with Jason Brown.
Let's just let you be the person that fields calls for people calling in and saying, I got to complain about this.
Well,
how would you like that job?
Well, the bookstore did more sales like in 2 weeks than they did the entire year last year because they are selling Last Chance U t-shirts, sweatshirts. I mean, they've got
I'd wear one.
They got Last Chance U everywhere, and they have made more money, I guess, in like a month than they made the entire year last year.
So that'll be fun tonight. Keep your eye on that from Dodge City. Keep your eye on the social media to see if anything crazy goes on. Steve, tomorrow on the show, we could talk a little bit about the Bullpup Fall Sports Preview, which will be going on at the stadium. Let's hope we keep some good weather out there.
It's supposed to be nice. And drive for your school
That's
tomorrow.
Right.
And we're going to be pumping that up tomorrow, 3 to whatever. They got to, you know, they want to raise $10,000.
3 until probably about 9.
Yeah, get out there. You take a 5-minute test drive of a car. No sales pitch. You do it for free. The Bullpup Athletic Program gets $20 for each person, you know, everyone they do. So let's get out there, support the Bullpups. Get out to the, if you want to see any of your fall sports teams of McPherson High and even McPherson Middle School, be at the stadium tomorrow. We have talked about it. We've posted the schedule many times on the website. So we'll talk about that again tomorrow.
For Steve Sell, I'm Jim Joyner. Thanks for listening to According to Jim. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
According to Jim with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell was brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Farmers State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva, Next Tech Wireless, and Brown Shoe Fit in downtown McPherson. Make sure to listen to According to Jim every weekday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. right here on 96.7 FM KBBE.